You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
We are back. Yes, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're listening on WOKB, streaming us, or live on 1680 on the dial.
Hey, Mike, I have Leslie Spoon on the phone line.
Leslie.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I just wanted to see if we could promote the wonderful trivia event we're having for the Orlando Council of the Blind.
Of course.
You're on the line.
Do it to it.
Well, I just want to tell everybody we're having our trivia night event at the VFW on 3500 South Goldenrod Road, Saturday night, April 9th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful event. There's hors d'oeuvres. An open one free drink with the, there's a bar, so you get one free drink, goodie bags, silent auction, six to a team, 150 for a table, or individual tickets are $25. So, and it promotes the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. So we'd love to come out and have everybody come out and see us.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And I think I get Kyle maybe coming.
Good.
Well, everybody knows the GOCB crew are a good time. I've been to those Tijuana Flats fundraisers.
Yeah. They're fun, too, yes. So, well, we look forward to seeing everybody, and it's a wonderful event, and it's a good night. So,
thank you for calling,
I'll see you there, Leslie.
All right. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
Say hi to Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just thought of something. We forgot to give a shout-out to Charles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Right. Charles and Dawn.
His spirits up.
That, but we're talking about you, so Charles, we miss you, Charles.
Charles, we'll call on in.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well, let's get back to Kyle because he's going to scoot out soon.
Okay.
So he wanted to say a few things. Right, Kyle? Or you did?
Sure. Well,
I mean, put you on the spot.
Listen, I'm passionate to a fault about what we're talking about tonight, and I'm a bit of a dork, and I'll go over the top. So I could have talked this whole time and not allowed you guys to talk, but Lord knows Michael Golder would never let that happen.
No.
But I did want to mention, you know, if you're in Central Florida, keep your eyes out for our sighted friends on these hashtag Lives Empowered car magnets. And if you are a person who's blind or visually impaired, I want you to have one of these and put it on your family's vehicles. Hashtag Lives Empowered was created to represent just what we were talking about earlier, that life isn't about getting by. Life isn't about surviving. Life also isn't about sitting in an apartment just waiting and not, as Michael says, not doing something because you just think you can't. Life is about living. And just to be alive doesn't mean you're living. So hashtag Lives Empowered is a way that we tag a lot of content on social media. And for those of you that like social media, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, you know, pretty much every channel. But we'll put hashtag Lives Empowered there. And if you go and Google hashtag Lives Empowered, and if you are a person who's blind or visually impaired and you can't access Google on a computer, call Lighthouse, and we'll make sure you know how to do that. We'll give you all the tools to be able to do that, the skills and abilities to access that. But friends out there, Google hashtag Lives Empowered, and you will see example after example after example of evidence of taking action now with the timing, not rejecting your opportunities. You'll see the evidence of experiences like Gary's and experiences like Michael Golder's and experiences like our friend Kyle Kuhn in the community, who says you don't have to have sight to have vision, right? You're going to see little children who are being empowered and educated. You're going to see elder folks in our community who came in broken and sad and are leaving saying, I can't wait for the next chapter of my life, right? You're going to see example after example attached to hashtag Lives Empowered, and we want you to live empowered. We're so grateful that there's a radio program called Blind and Beyond here with Michael and Lynn and Gary and Charles and all you folks, because you're helping us do that. You're helping us empower lives beyond the restrictions of blindness, and we aren't going to stop until we get that done. And we're telling the community all about you folks, and we're showing the community what's possible, and we'd love to partner with people like Gary, bring you out to something and let you speak to folks with Lighthouse shoulder to shoulder as a friend of Lighthouse, because together we can do so much. We all know that famous quote by Helen Keller.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for coming on board. Thank you so much. And you and Lighthouse for coming on board.
And you'll be back soon.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Yes, we want you back.
We're awfully glad to be a part of it.
Thank you.
We're a team now.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
Welcome back to the second hour. We have a lot more of this hour coming along. Yes, we do. One thing I want to go back to, which is very important. Blind and Beyond, we plan to be here for a long time. Yes, we do. Beyond 16, 17, we're beyond. So I wish you help us. We wish you keep us going. We need all your help we can get. We need more people like the Lighthouse. And by the way, Lighthouse is contracted to us into year 17. So, Lynn, tell them a little more about the podcast and
What we did is we set up a store on the website. So you go to the Blind and Beyond. Take care, Kyle. Good seeing you. You'll go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org and you'll look for the word store, and you'll click on store, and you can purchase the 6-month membership this will do. Then we'll send you an email confirming and just give you a link to set up your user ID and password. And what this will do.
And how do they pay for the $20?
Through PayPal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's very simple. And what this will do is give you unlimited access to the archive podcast going forward. And also there'll be other perks that you will receive as a member. And what were some of the perks, Michael? The honor roll. You get your name on the honor roll.
One of the things is we'll have your honor roll. People who join get honor roll. They have your birthday on there. And every birthday
comes
up.
Name and day
up,
only. Yeah, we don't need
leave
your
off the
year.
Leave off the year.
We don't care
just
about your year.
Just the day and birth.
Yeah.
The day that you're born and the month. I'm June the 15th. I'm on there. And so we'll read off. Then we'll read off the names and the birthday when it comes up. That week. That whole week that's on.
And then you have the coupon there.
Yep, you get 30% off any of the shirts and hats.
And then any of the events that are coming up, right?
Oh, we're going to have, about that. I'll tell you right now, we are going to put together for Christmas.
This is all work in progress.
Working on now. It's going to be a blockbuster, and I mean a blockbuster. We're going to have it for Christmas.
It's going to be at my house again?
No. No, we plan to have. Okay. I plan to have hundreds of people. It's gonna be at your house.
I ain't got room for them.
No, it's gonna be. It's gonna be.
Oh, great!
With dinner, and it's gonna be a live band.
Oh yeah!
It's gonna be.
I bet it's gonna be a '50s band.
I don't know yet, but it's gonna be some blind folks okay. in the community, which we'll invite and we'll also pay, and we're also going to have some groups. Mm-hmm. And people that most people know, using those words. Yeah. And it's going to be sometime in November or December, but we'll put together now.
Yeah.
So you'll know about it way in advance. And I will just tell you this right now, we will give a tremendous discount for all those people that belong to our membership. Oh, and something else.
Oh, you scared me, Michael. You woke me up.
We're going to put in, once we have this, the months before, we will pull out names, if you're in the membership, the names out of a hat, mm-hmm. that some we will fly in and pay for their tickets.
Whoa.
Some wow. we will pay for their hotels.
But it's a drawing, though.
It's a drawing. It's a drawing. That's coming out big. Of a drawing. So if your name could be in the drawing, we put your name in the hat, and we'll have all the other names in the hats, and we pull out the names. If you're out of town, you can't afford to, maybe you'll fly in. You'll see if they're lucky ones. Or some people have a hotels. They'll pay for your hotels. So we will let you know about what's going to happen. Probably start talking about this probably sometime in the summer, because we got plenty of time to prepare. It's going to take us a long time to put it together.
Oh, yeah. May I interrupt?
Yes.
My other half? What? We have Jackie from Orlando's on the line.
Jackie! Oh, Jackie! Jackie!
Oh, my God, Jackie.
Jackie! You there?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, guys. I am so sorry. I could not find you on the dial. Anywhere. This time of day is not a good time for surfing the dial, I guess, on AM.
But I helped you, Jackie.
Yeah, you did.
I told you what to do.
Sheila called me.
Sheila called you.
Talk to me, and man, I am so glad you're back.
Thank you.
Back. Wait, you know what, Jackie?
What?
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Jackie, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much
you
for calling. Thank you so much for calling in, Jackie. I appreciate
it.
Good thing you called. You reminded me of something,
thank
Jackie.
Thank you so much, Jackie. You get better now.
Yes. Thank you very
we'll
much,
talk
Jackie.
Talk to you
calling.
Again, Jackie,
you,
all right?
Jackie. Keep on calling.
Okay.
Jackie reminded me of something.
See, I wrote
and
it down,
I need 1 minute of total silence,
mm-hmm.
because this show, we're missing someone mm-hmm. besides Charles here today. Charles, thank God, is in good health right now. Someone who is part of our show.
Everybody knows
And
her.
Everybody knows.
Knew her.
And Jackie, her best friend, just hit me. God, we forgot to do
yes.
this whole show. This whole show is meant blind and beyond.
Dedicated.
Was dedicated for Miss Patty Land.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, I know you're looking down at us and,
sure
and laughing at our show.
Sure is.
Because I know we miss you so much,
we
Patty.
We do. We miss Patty and her words of wisdom and
yes,
her laughing.
Yes, with laughing.
I miss her giving you the business, Michael.
Yeah.
She always put you in your place.
Yep. We
and
miss
she always, always had a comment for him every show.
Well,
we're
we
going to break.
You,
we miss you, Patty.
Miss you, Patty.
There's a kiss, Patty. Love you.
To be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV or movies, or see the notes at a presentation, eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-ESITE now or go to esiteeyewear.com. That's esiteeyewear.com. The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to esiteeyewear.com. That's esiteeyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299. We're back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And the phone number here to call in is 407-894-1680. So, nobody knew the name of that group. And nobody knows the background. What's happening there? Now listen. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Okay. So, the name of the group was The Drifters. And that was a top 10 song. I think it was maybe number one or two.
Yep.
But they did something in that song, timing and the first. What was it? There were violins in the background. It was the first time they ever played violins in an R&B music. First time violins were played in an R&B song.
Wow.
First time. That's what made it great. And after that, it became many people using violins in their songs in R&B. But they were the first.
You all talk right. about timing, Michael?
That's timing.
Are we ready for our new next
yes.
guest,
yes.
caller?
Robert!
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 Well, let's introduce him.
Yes.
You there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, wait a second.
Well, this is...
This is my main man from Chicago, yeah. Illinois.
Robert Kingett.
Yes, Robert. Robert!
Can we play that music that I wanted in the background, Chris? Just
we're setting you up, Robert.
Yeah, we're setting you up on the spot. If you can't,
okay.
that's fine.
Okay.
No, okay, that's okay.
Okay. So, Robert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you bump a little louder? I can hardly hear him.
Yeah. It's glad to have you back, Robert.
Yes, it is,
nice
Robert.
To talk to you again, all the way from Chicago.
Thank
there it is. There's
me.
My music. Here's my music. There we go.
Play that again.
Playing Reunited. We're reuniting, Robert.
It's for you, Robert.
Yes.
It's for you.
Yes, I am relatively good.
You're relatively good? You sound good.
You sound great.
Yeah, the journalism industry is open to new ideas and new points of view, so I'm really happy about that. So, yay. So I'm selling a lot of articles nowadays. So, yay.
So what else? Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell the audience more.
Robert is a journalist, an author. He writes about games, video games, and accessibility at the theater, correct?
Yes, correct. I do. I also have a syndicated column. I am a syndicated columnist. Mm-hmm. So I am a dating columnist. So someone on the planet thought that, oh, you could actually give great love advice. I'm like, well, not great, but I can keep divorces from happening. So yay. My book, Off the Grid, it just came on to NLS. So if you are with the Library of Congress, you can listen to the audiobook at no charge. So, hooray.
So tell us more.
So
tell us more, my man.
So I did actually want to tell you guys about a rather interesting encounter I had on the Chicago Transit Authority, the CTA, the bus here. Here in the big city, there is a policy here that says, well, if you have a disability, then you have the immediate right to sit at the front of the bus, where the handicapped seats are. Mm-hmm. And I am no stranger to timing and
rejection
happening at the same time, because I am a journalist after all. So when this happened, I was like, oh, of course it'll happen. It happens to me all the time. So timing and rejection met each other, and they had a rather interesting outcome. I was sitting on the bus, and I have a disability. I'm legally blind. I use a cane. And so I thought that, okay, well, I get to sit in the
front
seat at the
front
of the bus.
Yep.
Yeah. So, except there's this really old senior citizen who comes on, and the other handicapped seat is occupied by a person in a wheelchair. So she approaches me and says, excuse me, sir, but you have to move. I'm like, no, I don't have to move. Mm-hmm. I have a disability too. Well, I'm more disabled than you are. So I was like, oh, really? Okay, well, okay. So it was a contest to see who had the,
oh, gosh.
the more the most horrible disability, and I think I won because not only do I get to go in front of everybody at Disney World, but I cannot see if a really, really attractive man is in front of me. So I think that is a greater disability. So I told her this, and she said, "Oh, I guess you're right. I guess you're right." So she walked to the back of the bus. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to write about this hilarious encounter, having a battle over a disability. So that is the most interesting thing that's ever happened to me. And I think it really says a lot about timing and rejection, because if I'd have gotten on the bus like maybe an hour later, I would never have run into her, because she got off at the next
so you say stop. There's good timing
literally
and bad timing
at the next stop. And the rejection was comedy genius, I think. I'm like, oh my gosh, well, this will be great satire if I just take this rejection and turn it into something humorous. So.
Well, that's life, though. That's life. When you have timing and then rejection, and then you have, like you said, you can laugh over it. That's part of life, too. Laughing about yourself, laughing with different situations when it doesn't turn out right or it turns out wrong.
And writing about it.
And you can laugh about yourself.
And writing about it is a good way to vent, right, Robert?
Yep.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I actually encourage more people to try writing about their thoughts and experiences that happened to them, because not only is it really therapeutic, it helps other people to see that, oh, hey, there's
right.
lots of different points of view in the world. You know, it helps to open up minds.
Do you think you have a positive mind or a negative mind?
It depends on the day. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I have a negative mind. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I have a positive mind. So yeah.
Yeah, but see, also you have another kind of mind. It's just a funny mind, which is funny.
Yes.
And that you have to laugh
good
about
sense
yourself.
Of humor.
You have a very good sense of humor. You have to be. Yep. Because I find people that have all kinds of excuses. They're blind. They have a negative mind. They can't do anything because they're blind. They can't do nothing because they're blind. They can't go out and do things because they're blind. Everything is an excuse because they're blind.
I firmly reject that with every ounce of my soul, because you are a human, so therefore you can do anything that you want to do. And I know that this sounds incredibly cliche, but you just have to put one foot forward, even if it's metaphorically. Like, just try to adventure out after you just have a cane. Try to take a programming course in college, because how do you know if you've never tried it?
Well, everything you're saying, as far as I'm concerned, you're right on. Right on. You are. It's right on. Telling it as it is. Because if you listen to your mind and Gary's and mine, the three of us think exactly the same.
Absolutely.
Oh, my mind is a horrible influence on the world. It's terrifyingly humorous in here. So maybe the listeners should listen to y'all's mind instead of my mind.
And listening to you, and whatever you have to say, you have a tremendous mindset. You do.
Robert, why don't you share some of your blogs and all the, I know you're all over the internet, and people might be interested in connecting with you and learning more about you. Why don't you share those links?
Oh, sure.
You should.
Sure, I will. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is on Twitter, and my Twitter is at the Blind Writer. I have a portfolio online, which is where you can see my columns and articles and journals I do. So that site is blindjournalist.
Robert, we're going to break. Can you hold on, and we'll get that when
stay
we come
tuned
out.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA, and your certified financial planner. It's tax time again. Time to tell Uncle Sam what you made last year and figure out how much you get to keep. My firm is experienced with all manner of tax issues. If you have tax items that are new or unusual, we can help. Items that need special expertise include rental properties, sales of stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, early distributions from IRAs or company retirement plans, inherited monies, or sales of property. You may have moved last year or have a business that needs to be included. Perhaps you got 1099s from unexpected sources, including credit card debt that was canceled, maybe the mortgage on your home was abandoned, or maybe you have a 1099 with a big number on it. Call me today at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost phone consultation. Mention this ad and get 10% off on your tax preparation fee. Again, that number is 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at orlandocpa.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
We are back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and you can call us on 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Robert. Robert, you there?
Hey. Uh-huh, I'm here.
You're there. So you got a few more minutes, Mr. Robert Kinglet. Talk more.
Okay, awesome. Well, I am going to shamelessly plug my my books and things, so here you go.
So do it.
All righty. So my book is called Off the Grid, Living Blind Without the Internet. If you do not have enough money to purchase the ebook or the audiobook, it is on NOS. Or the Library of Congress, and it is also on Bookshare. So if you want to keep up with my articles that I do, my blog is blindjournalist.wordpress.com. And again, I'm on Twitter at the Blind Writer. So, and can I just say that you guys, as a show, there's so much negative content on the internet. It is such a pleasure to talk to you guys again, and I'm glad that you guys are back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And you keep in touch.
Yeah.
You
keep in touch, Robert.
Plop down on our Facebook page and share things if you like, and we'll have you back on the air again, okay?
Thank you for coming on board.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
And tell everybody about the show. Thanks,
thank you,
Robert.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
You know, he said something very important, which I want everybody to know. This show, Blind and Beyond, as I said before, it's a show that's supposed to be educational. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be casual. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be a talk show you call up and we talk about. It's not supposed to be dry that we're only talking about the blind. It's a show that we want the sighted folks to listen to. Absolutely. We're supposed to be the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. So this way, the blind community can get our, let's just say, thoughts across to the sighted, and the sighted people can learn about us that there's a lot more to us than they know, because maybe they don't know another blind person.
Nope.
And also, that maybe a lot of people out there who are disenfranchised, who are listening to the show for the first time, that are visually impaired and they don't know what to do. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they're
a lot of sighted people, Michael, are afraid, that have never met a blind person. They're afraid to go up and say hello to them. Don't be afraid.
Or at the same time,
we're the same as you are.
Or at the same time, they may be losing their sight.
Absolutely.
If you want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
You did.
Oh, I'm so happy I said it right. I'll say it again. It's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Well, Michael, I have one thing I'd like to put out.
What?
Anybody at any time that has depressions about going blind, they just learn that they're going blind, have problems with it, or you have been blind for a while and you get down in the dumps. If you need somebody to call, call Lynn, and she will give you my number, and you can call me anytime, day or night, and I'll help talk to you through. Hopefully, I can help talk you through whatever's going through.
So again, if you want to email me, I'll get the mess over to Gary or whatever, absolutely, whoever you want to talk to. So send me an email again to Michael at blind, that's B-L-I-N-D, and beyond, B-E-Y-O-N-D, blind and beyond, radioshow.org.
Right, and our Facebook page is Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's it. And for those of you who are excited, it's the picture with a group of our friends standing beside Bessie the cow. And
do the website again.
The profile page, if the screen reader picks it up, it says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
.com? Is that nice?
No, not, this is just a little picture.
So all
you
have to say is Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Just type in the search bar, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's it.
Let's see what else. The website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And please go to the store and support us and purchase a membership for the 6 months access, unlimited access to the archive podcasts and many other goodies. We would appreciate it, and you'll enjoy it.
Gary.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit. Remember that the commercial we made? They should know that we both saw it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's real.
I felt it. I felt it, too.
Yeah, it's real. That was a...
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it called? A grill and what else?
It's Smokin' Brothers.
Smokin' Brothers. But it's a smoker.
It smokes. It's got a convection oven.
Barbecues. It grills.
It can grill. Yeah, barbecue. Grill on it or convection oven. You can even... The man told me you can even cook a turkey on it. They've already done it once. There's so many.
You cook hot dogs, hamburgers.
Oh,
you can cook ribs, briskets, and you can cook there. Listen to this. He said you can cook it for 12, 13 hours. You don't have to worry about just close it and walk away. You don't have to worry about a fire or anything else.
Nope.
You don't have to worry about gas because there's no gas.
That's
it's all electric.
You're afraid of fire.
Yeah, gas. Yeah. So you're talking about you just plug it in.
Plug it in.
To a socket. That's it.
Turn a dial. There's clicks on it. The person who comes over and installs it for you, he'll explain the clicks. You tell him exactly what temperatures you want. He'll make a special spot on the click for you so you'll know where you want to set it at. And you're talking about timing today, Michael. This is one thing I always think about is timing. And it's my
company. Oh, you know what he also said to me? You didn't have to – I asked him a question about flipping.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to flip the hamburgers over.
To flip it.
It cooks on both sides.
Lid. It cooks from top to the bottom, bottom to top.
So it's really blind friendly. You don't have to worry about flipping things over.
No.
Because it does it by itself.
Wait, so let me ask this. You're telling me all you do is put the burgers or the hot dogs on the grill.
You don't flip it.
And close the top down
and
then cook on both sides?
Yeah, absolutely.
Check our website, Chris.
Yep.
It's a smoker.
There of it.
But you can cook ribs. Like if you want for 13 hours, it does ribs. It does turkeys. It does everything. And it's got a long cord that you put it into a socket. And they hook it up for you. They put it together. And
Chris, I know you like smoked ribs.
It's a great thing.
That's what caught my attention with the smoked ribs.
They will deliver it and set it up for free.
And they got this hopper on it. It's like if anybody knows what a rabbit feeder is, it's basically like that. I used to raise.
By the way,
and you put these pellets in there. You buy different.
It lasts a long time.
If you called the number Stewart.
Yes, Stuart explained it all.
Yeah, Stuart will explain it, but listen to this. You don't have to live in this area. If you're calling and if you're listening to us in Colorado, if you're listening to us in Fort Lauderdale, if you're listening to us in Boston.
Stuart will give you the distributor.
Yeah, they'll give you the distributor.
Absolutely.
You call Stuart, he'll hook the whole thing up for you. Mm-hmm. They come and they fix it. They put it on,
put
the whole
together,
thing together for you.
They put it together for you at your house.
Whether it's in Boston or Chicago, wherever, no big deal.
And guess what?
What, Chris?
This
Chris wanted to ask you something.
Oh.
Now, I'm about 255 pounds, and I love food.
Yeah.
And you told me I can put a turkey on there. And
yes, you can.
Grill
already told me.
Smoke a turkey?
Whole turkey on it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the thing is, it has a built-in convection oven, yes. And that's why you don't have to flip the food.
But I'm talking about
look at the website. You're going to see it, and you'll see the supplier.
But Chris, what I'm saying is,
It's very blind friendly.
You pour these pellets in a different smoke flavors, and it gradually feeds it into this little tube, which has a little electric spark in it, so there's no fire, and it continually makes those things smoke and burn, and so you don't burn yourself.
And you didn't tell them about the knob, Gary. There's only one knob. There's no matches. Oh, yeah. There's no propane.
Nope,
there's
only
nothing.
One knob.
Are you just one knob? No matches. No propane.
And it clicks.
No propane.
You can hear the click.
It doesn't go by propane. It doesn't go by gas.
No.
It's
all
electric.
It goes by temperature, and each click is
electric.
A certain temperature. It's all electric.
You just made every man across America excited.
Oh, yes.
And it has pellets, right, Gary?
Little pellets.
You put pellets.
And you buy it by the big bag. The bag will last you for a long
time. Depends what your flavor. Remember, you asked
there's different smokes, different flavors of wood.
Like apple wood.
Yes, exactly. There's about, I think you said about 8 different kinds, if not more.
And it's small. The unit.
And it's small. And what's really cool about it, it's made in the USA with real steel.
But the biggest thing for me was blind friendly.
It's blind friendly. And Michael is... needs that blind friend.
I'm going to get it. It's blind friend.
But I got to tell you something, Michael. You're talking about timing today, and I've been so excited to tell you about this timing. And it's for anybody out there listening and can even cook on a gas grill. I take a steak, and you cook a steak at room temperature, and salt, pepper, season it that way, just salt, pepper. And then you go ahead, and you get the grill is real hot, nice and hot. You open that lid up, you put the steak on. You count down 2.5 minutes, and for the gas grill, you go ahead and lift the top if you can. Flip that steak on over, count down 2.5 minutes, you got the perfect cooked steak, nice and juicy. And that's the way I make my steaks every week.
All right, next coming up, I want to do what?
We'll keep talking for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, we'll be right back.
So all right. What are you going to cook on it, Michael? You're getting one, ain't you?
I'm going to get it. Absolutely going to get it.
You sure? Now you're going to cook it.
Because I love wings. I want to do my wings. Okay. When he said I could do wings, I can do a lot of things that I enjoy.
Are you going to do it, or is Lynn?
No, me.
No.
You're going to?
I'm going to do it.
And Lynn, if people live in the area, they'll call Main Street Mower in Winter Garden, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right. Main Street Mower.
That's
all right, but I'm going to tell you, folks, we got a trivia coming up very soon that's going to be very different. Okay? This trivia is different. And again, we have a situation where this is all about those two words, timing and rejection. And also, we're now going to add another word, which is not in the blind community, thank God, because I don't know any in the blind community. The two words that I'm using today is all about blind friendly, yeah.
No, I'm laughing at the music.
Okay, but it got me confused. I was thinking about something else.
That don't take much.
But the word prejudiced is the third word here. So I'm going to play listen to this. I'm playing this song, but it's done by two performers. I want to know the two performers' names. I want to know a story, because it's a very big story with these two guys. Play it. Chris.
Womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, tooty, boot, oh, boot, 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 oh, womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. To the east, to rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love it.
Balloon up, balop, bop, bop, tootie fruity, all rooty, tootie fruity, all rooty, tootie fruity, all rooty, tootie fruity, all rooty, tootie fruity, all rooty. A bop, bop, balloon up, balop, bop, bop, I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie fruity,
Okay, now, all you people that think you know music, those two performers in the, let's just say, 50s, 60s, and 70s, both were big. But something between those two performers were going on when that song played. They both did it. Tell me why. I want to know both performers' names. Do you know what the story is? Because there is one, a big one. Anybody know? 407-894-1680. I'll repeat, 407-894-1680. You talk about the word timing, you talk about the word rejection, and another word which plays a big part. Thank God we don't have it in the blind community. It's called prejudiced. So, who played? And how come these two performers did the same song? Anybody know? Come back, call us after the break. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond radio show.
...407-677-1040. It's tax season, and you can save 10% on your tax preparation from my firm, KDK Accountancy Corporation, if you mention this ad when you call, 407-677-1040. Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA. Me and my company have been preparing tax returns for many years and can deal with any tax issue. You may have something new or complicated to add to this year's filing. No problem. You may have issues with the IRS, owe back taxes, or need to file several years' unfiled tax returns. If so, I can represent you and help you move that fear that comes with those problems. In any case, if you have tax problems or you just need to file this year's tax return, call 407-677-1040 to get started with a no-cost consultation. If you are not satisfied with your current tax preparer or you want a company that can work with you during the year to minimize your tax liability and help with all areas of financial planning, call my office today at 407-677-1040.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Ah!
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. We have a caller online, David from Maryland, Elkton, Maryland.
We have three minutes, Mike. 3 minutes to the end of the show. So
okay, David, you're on.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello to you, Michael and Lynn. It's great to hear you back on this.
Hi,
new,
David.
Hey, yeah, this is version 2.0 of your show, I guess.
Yes.
On a new radio station, so that's great. I just wanted to say hello. This is Jason's brother.
Hi,
how are you doing, David?
It's David Goldfield.
David Goldfield. How you doing?
It is.
Yep.
It is. Yeah, I'm doing well.
You sound
I'm
like
really
your brother, too.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'll have to find
well,
that out.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes.
And so you're
not a problem. I'm just...
Yes.
What's that?
No, so you're in Maryland.
Yes.
I am in Maryland, mm-hmm. and I'm listening to your show on my smartphone with a free, with the TuneIn Radio app, which does pick up is it OKB?
WOKB, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really bad if I messed up on the call letters of your first show. But, yeah, it is able to tune in WOKB. It comes in as clear as if I were.
All right.
We love to hear that.
Well, thank you very much, David, calling in. Thank you so much.
Call again, okay?
No,
call again. Thank you.
Please call again.
Thank you so much.
All right, so let me give you the answer. Chris, we have anybody online ready for the answer?
No.
Nobody online? Okay.
We're ready for the answer.
Okay, so here's the answer. The two performers doing the same song, it was always first with Little Richard. That's Little Richard. And the other fellow who, let's call him Little Richard, of course, you know, is black. Pat Boone is the other performer. He's white.
That's their prejudice.
Okay, so here's the story. Every time Little Richard do a big song, mm-hmm. a song, they always were covered. That's the music business. Yep. Someone else copied the same song. And so what happened was Little Richard was always big in R&B because all the radio stations that were black, R&B would play Little Richard.
Absolutely.
And all the white radio stations, especially in the South, would all play Pat Boone. So that's the reason why I say Little Richard got so rejected, so much timing, but he kept on coming out with another hit, and finally Pat Boone stopped covering him. No, I'm serious. And he started doing his other songs like April Love and Love Letters in the Sand, but he stopped covering Little Richard.
Michael, yes. We have 1 minute left. Oh, there's our fog.
Our fog.
I just wanted to say, hope you all join us next week. And our friend Sheila Young will be our guest host with us in the studio. And we're really looking forward to that.
And I hope you had a good time. And I hope you had some fun listening to the show. And I hope you tune us in next week. And I hope you will join our membership club and be part of us as well.
BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org and visit the store. So
see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And thank
That's
you,
right.
Chris
Can't
Shaw.
Wait. Thank you, Chris Shaw. Did a great job.
Great job. Thumbs up.
And spread that word that we're back.
All right.
Thank you, Gary Sinclair. Thanks for joining
us.
And
thank you, Kyle Johnson, for sitting
yes,
in with
yes,
us.
Yes, Kyle. Thank you.
From Lighthouse Central Florida. Take care, everybody.
Take care.